After the combat with the Ish Balayla, with the Malach that Yaakov is fighting, we know that he managed to injure Yaakov. And the Torah says, Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael et gidan asheh asher al kaf ha-yarech ad ha-yarem hazeh ki naga b'kaf yarech Yaakov b'gidan asheh. That Yaakov's, his hip socket, that joint over there, because he was injured over there, so until this day, B'nai Yisrael don't eat from the Gidan Asheh. This is the historical reason given for why we don't eat it. Rashi comments, Gidan Asheh, Lamani Krashmo Gidan Asheh. Why do we call that part the Gidan Asheh? So Rashi explains, Lefi Shanasha Mim Komo Ve'ala, Vu Lashon Kfitza. Says the word Nasha is the Mashmaud, the significance of it is that it jumped or it moved out of its place. You find it other places in Tanakh, in Yirmiyahu, later on in Bereshit, with the name Menasheh, that it means to move or to spring from its position. So that's why it's called Gid HaNasheh. I think the Rashi doesn't deal with that. Other Rishonim do deal with is why should we, as a people, collectively not eat from the Gid HaNasheh, from an animal, just because Yaakov was injured. So they have very, very interesting explanations. For example, the Hamak Dov, the Netziv, actually criticizes Yaakov for fighting with the angel. He says he shouldn't have fought with him. He should have found a way to make peace with him. Interestingly, the Chizkuni, he says a wonderful idea. He says, you know, the problem over here is that it says, Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael et Gid HaNasheh. It's b'nei Yisrael who are said that don't get to eat from the Gid HaNasheh. It focuses on the fact that they're the sons of Yisrael, of Yaakov, who was just named Yisrael. The Chizkuni says that the reason this whole thing happened was because they left their father alone to go after the Pachim Ketan. If they wouldn't have left him alone, then he would have been protected. He would have been fine. And so as a punishment for leaving their father alone, and so they never do it again, so they're reminded every time they eat an animal, they have to leave over the Gid HaNasheh to remind them of the fact that they left their father alone and that he was attacked. Yom Tov.